CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado lawmakers want to ensure workers know about tax credits that they may be eligible for. A Democratic bill would require companies to send their employees notices each year. These memos would let them know they might be eligible for the Earned Income Tax Credit and the Child Tax Credit. The bill is slated for its first hearing later this week. Colorado's legislature is set for a significant debate over housing and development this year as well, and that will include the idea of rent control. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Back in 1981, the state legislature banned Colorado cities from setting limits on how much private landlords could charge for rent. 42 years later, some Democrats want to restore the power of rent control to cities. 23 members of the legislature have already signed on to a bill to do so, which was introduced Monday. Governor Jared Polis has not supported rent control in the past, and his office said he's skeptical that this bill will help the housing crisis. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A senior living apartment complex in southwest Colorado Springs was evacuated Monday night after a power outage. Colorado Springs Utilities says the outage at the Regency Tower Apartments near the Broadmoor was caused by a problem with private equipment that damaged a transformer. At least about 70 residents were evacuated, including those considered non-mobile. The fire department estimates it will be 2 days before power is restored. Colorado Springs Utilities says power can't be restored until the private equipment is fixed. In Denver, it's 27 degrees. Expect a chance for snow this afternoon through tomorrow evening. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.